Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, December 15th. Call it the Revenge of the Scrawny. The Procyon star system was born with two stars. One was bigger and heavier than the other, so it shined much more brightly. Because of that showiness, though, it burned out much more quickly. Today, all that's left of the star is its tiny dead core, while the scrawny companion shines on. Procyon climbs into good view due east by about 9 p.m. That's just before Sirius, the dog star, which rises to the lower right of Procyon. In fact, the name Procyon means before the dog, an indication that it leads the dog star into the sky. What we see of Procyon is the scrawny survivor Procyon A. But scrawny is relative. The star is bigger and heavier than the sun. But when the system was born, the other star, Procyon B, was much more impressive. Because of its greater mass, it burned the nuclear fuel in its core much more quickly. That made it much brighter than Procyon A. It used up its fuel in a hurry, though. It cast its outer layers into space, leaving only its hot but dead core, a white dwarf. It's more than half the mass of the sun, but only about as big as Earth. It'll shine faintly for billions of years. Procyon A is about to follow the same path. It's nearing the end of its prime phase of life. Soon, it'll puff up to giant proportions. Then it, too, will cast off its outer layers. That will leave Procyon with two dead stars, glowing embers in the cosmic night. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.